It's a Tech Tuesday. That's what that music means. And we have got CNET senior editor Bridget Carey on the line, host of the CNET Update. Bridget, we were just talking about the galaxy explosions.
Oh, yeah.
somebody has just texted that they...
I'm glad this isn't an astronomy segment, because what you just said would scare the heck out of everybody listening. Galaxies keep exploding, Bridget. That's bad, right?
The Galaxy Note 7, we were wondering, this last account was a day ago, a six-year-old boy in New York was burned pretty badly. Someone has just texted saying, I have one. I kept using that phone until the second round of stories came out on Friday. I realized if it was my son, I wouldn't let him continue to use it, so I reactivated my old phone. As for getting a replacement, I bought mine from a Best Buy, and their website only asked for my email address so they could contact me when they get more phones. So now she's just waiting. What if you don't have an old phone to reactivate?
Well, she's smart. No one should really be using this, because you just don't know if you have one of the bad batteries or what's going to happen. I would say go to a carrier and be very vocal in demand. Like, I know with Best Buy, that's a shame that they're not. I mean, I didn't know that they were making people wait, because you need a phone these days. It's like it's a utility, but, you know. But I would say also, I saw a report that Samsung is rolling out a software update to some countries, not confirmed if it's in the U.S. yet, that makes the battery not charge to 100%. It'll stop the battery from charging to 60%. I would like to see them bring that everywhere, because right now only that is in Korea. But I would like to see everyone have that software update soon, because if you're stuck and you need to still use your phone and you're taking these risks, that is one way that they're trying to, I guess, you know, help people out. But yeah, stop using it. You know, get a loaner, get an old one. You can always switch a SIM card that's like in your phone. You can take it out so you still have your phone number and just put it in another phone. I would go to a carrier and you know, AT&T, Verizon, one of those guys, and say, what can you do for me? Even if I bought my phone at another place, what can you do for me?
Yeah, this is serious business. It really is. And we were talking about, if you're on an airplane, everybody has those portable chargers now. And the flight attendants are so busy getting everybody drinks that, you know, how are they going to check everybody?
My producer just went on a flight yesterday. She was on vacation, and someone was using a Samsung, and the flight attendant went up to them and said, excuse me, is that the Note 7? Because we can't have you using that. And they went, no. But the truth is, who is going to know what a Note 7 looks like unless you're a tech reporter? It looks like the same version as last year's model, too. But if you have a Samsung phone, don't be surprised if you start getting questions asked about you, suspicious looks from the people you're sitting next to, because now people are paranoid. I mean, even if it's just one model of phone and there's about a million out there that were sold, even just one model, no one's going to trust any Samsung phone.
Absolutely. And Bill had mentioned when he charges his Windows phone, and he's the only one in the world to have this type of phone.
Mm-hmm.
And same with
you're a special, unique phone.
Thank you.
He said, what? You said it gets hot to touch.
It really does. Like, when you first start charging it, it's not bad. But if you leave it on for a couple of hours, when you touch it, it is hot to the touch. I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Oh, that is not good. It happens to sometimes even older iPhones. I think now so much is being packed into these apps. They're expecting you to, you know, have the newest phone, and it just is too much for some of the older phones to handle. I know it happens with my husband. He had an older phone from work, and his iPhone 5 is just always like extremely hot. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons.
My 6S still gets hot, and definitely the plug that you plug into the wall gets really hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But to have the phone that hot, except in the winter months, I'll put it in my pocket and it feels nice.
All right.
And I would say, in general, always, you know, like, just for everyone listening out there, lithium ion batteries are serious business.
Sure.
I mean, that's why when they had reports of those iPhones bending in people's pockets, they would explode, because if you break one of those batteries, it's a serious, you know, like they really can just catch fire instantly.
So, yeah.
Is that what the iPhone has? The lithium battery? Don't all portable phones have that?
Yeah, what I meant is, I remember a while ago, over a year ago, people used to say, oh, these iPhones are bending, and look, you can bend it. You never want to bend a battery, you know. So that was another issue back then. People were saying, don't bend, you know, just in general, don't play around with lithium-ion batteries because they are extremely volatile.
How come Samsung is just experiencing the explosion issue then?
Because it had to do with how they were made. So these were made very poorly. You know, their company's out so fast on the factory floor that a batch of them, and you don't know which ones, you know, but a batch of them went bad. If you get a replacement, or let's say you want to buy a Note 7, because let's be honest, they're going to be discounted, these refurbished fixed ones, you know. It's going to be a good deal for you. Look on the back for a big S on the information sticker where it tells you the, you know, serial number. There's going to be a new S sticker on it. That means it's a good battery and they fixed it.
Oh.
So if you are looking for a replacement, that's how you know you have one that won't explode.
All right, good.
That's good to know. And big news, Bill, you'd like to call it EOS.
EOS system, sure.
But yes, I was looking online, and today Apple is going to update to EOS 10. iOS 10, but what I think it happens at noon our time. Why is it this big event?
Okay, well, if you have an iPhone 5 or newer, you'll be able to upgrade to a new software, and the software, you're going to hear people buzzing about it, because not only does it have some neat tricks, but I think the one thing that most people are going to notice first is the messaging software. In iMessage, which is their, you know, default text message, they're throwing stickers in there. They're throwing animations in there. So your text and your friends will also have, you know, iPhones. They're going to be sending you quirky, crazy animations and stuff, and you're going to want to see it too.
So Kevin is very excited about this. He's the king of the emoji. He's very excited about these animations.
There's even going to be like invisible ink messages you have to rub your finger on the screen to unveil. And I mean, they're really taking on all of the quirky messaging apps, because everyone's now using Facebook Messenger. They're using WhatsApp, and you know, they're not going to the default text message app. And so Apple wants you to stay within them. You can even pay people with Apple Pay. You can even send money to your friends inside of the text message. So that's going to be one of the big things. Also, Maps gets a boost. You want that. There's some shortcuts on the home screen. You can get to the camera faster by just swiping right and swipe left to other shortcuts. And you're going to have to really study up on all the little quirks, because there's no tutorial. So we had CNET made one, so you can always check that out if you want to find all the quirky things. But another good trick, Siri. Siri can be used as a command to get into other outside Apple apps. So you can say, Siri, send a message on WhatsApp to John. Tell him I'll be late. And that way you're not only using Siri for Apple, you can use Siri for other things too.
Bill used to have an imaginary assistant. What was his name?
Gerald.
What happened to him?
He passed away.
My condolences.
That's right.
But now we can all have a virtual assistant. If you can really just do that with your phone, it's going to make life much easier while you're driving, especially.
I'm waiting for when the Star Trek computer voice becomes a virtual assistant. I'm not joking. The Roddenberry Twitter account.
That's Majel Barrett, his wife, who did that voice.
Yes, and they said they have enough footage of her from all the Star Treks and all her work that they think that they can create a vocabulary from all her recordings to make it work. So I would love to see that happen.
That would be excellent.
If I can, and they want to see if they can put her voice in the new Star Trek show coming out.
Oh, that would be outstanding. So again, this new version is available today, the iOS 10, right? That's today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And farmers, just look at your phone.
If you're a farmer, you can get the EIE iOS 10, right? You can upgrade to that.
And
nice.
Thanks.
Very nice.
Bridget, this will be a pop-up, because the last update, which was 9.3.5, I think, you actually had to seek out. There was no banner that said an update is available.
You can find it in your settings, that little gear icon. By the end of the day, you should see something that tells you to upgrade. I always like to wait till the end of the day. I don't want to be the very first, you know, because you always
bugs.
Hear about some little quirks. Yeah. So I like to not be the guinea pig. I like to let my friends be the guinea pig. And then I do it in the evening.
There was recently a Windows update, which my youngest son, Dylan, he's 13, and he told me, ask Bridget about this, because he upgraded, and he said, I know she says to wait a little while, but he didn't, and his computer keeps crashing and stuff. Is a fix going to come out for that?
not good. What was crashing? His Mac? Oh, my gosh.
He's got a Windows and was playing.
Windows.
Yeah. And he was having trouble getting on things after he updated the latest Windows update.
Can I be honest? I have a Windows computer here, too, my husband uses, and it's now acting a little strange, too. I think I'm disappointed in how Microsoft is handling things. I mean, they have an opportunity to really show everyone that they're doing it right for once, and they're still, you know, being, you know, pushing out software that isn't perfect. They're going to probably pay for that if this keeps up. So I hear you. I hear my husband complaining. You know, everyone kind of has these mutterings every once in a while that things aren't perfect. I would suggest calling up Microsoft, seeing what they can do. I like to be vocal. I like to let them know when something goes wrong, so maybe they can offer something in return, you know. But it's hard when you have so much software on your computer. They don't know what might be causing the conflict.
Oh, God. I'm sick of computers. I'm going back to the abacus.
Good for you. It's about time.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thanks. Take
Bye,
care.
Bridget. Have a great week. That's Bridget Carey from CNET. She's the host or hostess of the CNET Daily Update right there on CNET. We'll take a quick break and then some news from Steve, Bill, and Wendy, WGN.